Almanac. Each time you visit, we will be telling stories about famous Quakers and infamous ones, too. We'll also tell you about some lesser-known Quakers whose amazing stories we discovered. Some of these Quakers lived long ago, while others are among us right now in our own neighborhood. We'll tell you about Quakers of all sorts who are living in every time zone and working for Quaker concerns in a variety of ways. We'll also include in the Almanac stories about Quaker organizations and the work they do to alleviate suffering, to promote Quaker ideals, and to address injustice in the world. We began our research with a question: how do Quakers live their faith in the past and right now? As we began to write up our research, we wondered, what can we gain from their stories? We hope, as our project moves to its next stage, that you can find in the words and deeds of these friends some wisdom, comfort, and inspiration for your own spiritual journey. Our project has been supported by a Ford Knight grant for student-faculty collaborative research at Earlham College. Hello. This is Mary with a story of Quaker involvement in the Nigerian Civil War. In January of 1970, some British and American friends flew to Nigeria. They had been invited to help prevent retributive violence as the three-year-old Civil War came to an end. Some background will help explain why Quakers would be involved in this conflict. The political tensions in Nigeria were long-standing and tied to ethnic, geographical, historical, and political and religious divides. After independence from Britain in 1960, a series of military coups and coup attempts heightened the tensions. Quakers got involved in Nigeria in 1961 when Paul and Priscilla Blanchard of the American Friends Service Committee, a Quaker relief organization, were invited to set up work camps. These work camps were intended to develop and facilitate leadership, especially among youth, and to build bridges across all those divides. The political situation in Nigeria grew tenser in 1966. Quakers continued their efforts. They were trusted because of their earlier work to focus on three particular tasks: fostering communication between the rebelling group and the Nigerian military, lessening the fear and misunderstanding between the groups by providing accurate information, and above all, advocating for negotiated, nonviolent conciliation. The civil war in Nigeria began in 1967 when the region known as Biafra seceded. As the war came, Quakers set out to provide relief to all sides of the conflict. This effort, in keeping with long-standing Quaker practices, ran into complicated political dynamics. During the fighting, peacemaking efforts continued out of the limelight, which was possible because of close relationships built over many years. After the rebellion collapsed in 1970, Quakers were invited to come into the aftermath. The fears of retribution against those who had rebelled did not come true, and tentative steps were taken toward reconciliation. Reflecting later on their work, the Quakers in Nigeria spoke of specific Quaker spiritual principles that sustained them in their work. They claimed that the idea of that of God in everyone made an enormous difference, since it meant that one cannot be hostile or violent toward another person and also believe that they have a spark of God's reality within them. The Quaker practice of thoughtful listening was also crucial. One Biafran leader wrote that, unlike others, Quakers would never say, "Oh, well, that happens," when they learned that groups of rebels had been killed in the conflict. Instead, they would pause. There was silence for a bit as they acknowledged the tragedy of the loss. The Quaker role in the Nigerian Civil War has accurately been called a footnote. It's a vastly complex story. Their goal, these friends, was to make real the bond between us all, and that was enough for them.
Thank you for visiting the Quaker Almanac. We hope you'll come back soon. Thanks also to Dan Graves of the Music Department at Earlham College for allowing us to use his arrangement of How Can I Keep From Singing? The West Coast Tour Choir of 1998 sings this particular version. Our project was supported by a Ford Knight grant for student faculty collaborative research at Earlham College. If you would like to join this project and tell another Quaker story, contact Trish Eckert at the Newland Center for Quaker Thought and Practice or Mary Garman in the Religion Department.